This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, is holding a global week of action October 7th to 13th. It involves road transport workers from all over the world. Major issues involved in the week of action include transport driver fatigue, HIV/AIDS, protecting public services, and sustainable transportation systems. I talked to Mac Urata about the week. Mr. Urata is the Inland Transport Section Secretary of the ITF. I asked him about the origins of the annual week of action and why it was being held.
The campaign this week started back in 1997 as an ITF's campaign against long working hours for professional drivers. We had this slogan, "Fatigue kills." We did a survey back in 1999, and we really identified the fact that through deregulation, the working conditions of the professional drivers around the world have really gone down, and drivers' fatigue has become a very serious issue. And that's how we started this Day of Action campaign a long time ago. And we have been able to mobilize a lot of our members and their unions to this Day of Action. I guess they learned that their fight against deregulation and deterioration of the working condition isn't just their particular issue in their countries, but this is a global phenomenon, and that they are not alone in their fights against these attacks. And this is how the campaign has started. Since then, we have been adding on quite a number of issues because a worldwide event like this needs some flexibility where some unions may prefer to focus on organizing the unorganized workers, for example, so that they can have stronger trade union representation. In some cases, the unions would like to flag up the issues related to HIV/AIDS, because that is also a pertinent issue with long-distance drivers, in particular with those people living in the African continent or Latin America or Asia.
How many unions are participating in the Week of Action?
We have at least 50 countries, unions in 50 countries taking part in this Action Week this year. We have a very comprehensive program set up by the CAW, which is our major affiliate in Canada. We have the Japanese, the Mongolians, colleagues from Thailand and Europe, plus those in West Africa. So it's quite a worldwide event.